Attorneys for convicted and now former Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah are seeing a ray of hope in the U.S. Supreme Court's decision today, throwing out the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the justices found that prosecutors in Virginia went too far. And now Fatah's attorneys are hoping that same logic will be applied to the congressman's case.
In the unanimous opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that if a public official sets up a meeting, calls another public official, or hosts an event for a donor, that shouldn't be seen as bribery.
I find that hard to swallow.
Scott Nelson of the Washington-based consumer advocacy group Public Citizen says wealthy individuals get what they want from public officials in sly ways, and this decision allows that to continue.
You know, it isn't very often that somebody sits down and writes a campaign check where there is a specific, explicit agreement on the part of the office holder that they're going to get something in return.
How does this all relate to Fatah's conviction? Well, specifically with the bribery charges tied to his friend Herb Viderman, who was also convicted. Prosecutors said Fatah hand-delivered a letter to President Obama advocating that Viderman receive a U.S. ambassadorship. Before that, Viderman gave thousands to Fatah, who was financially struggling. Political law attorney Adam Bonin says that sounds a lot like the Virginia case.
A number of the counts related to Herb Viderman now are going to fall.
The bribery piece of Fatah's conviction is just one small part. And even if it is tossed, it probably won't affect the substantial jail time he's facing. Bonin says the court decision draws a bright line for public officials.
They now sort of know, perhaps, how to wink and nod. Just take this meeting. I'm not going to tell you what to do with this meeting.
Giving the president an endorsement letter with a wink and a nod may be fine, but explicitly begging that his friend get a sweet appointment may be not okay. Fatah's attorneys have until mid-July to make new arguments and post-conviction filings. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.